KUGN News Talk 590, along with Grant MacHill. I'm Storm Kennedy. Our guest this morning is William Collinge, Friends of Amazon Creek. Good morning, William. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, the battle over a 75-foot-tall cell tower proposed for the Crossfire Ministries Church in South Eugene may have shifted in favor of you, the tower opposition. Now, an independent review of AT&T's plan for the tower near Crossfire Ministries on West Amazon Drive and Fox Hollow Road concluded that the telecommunications giant failed to prove the tower is needed. So I guess, William, before we talk about the tower itself, what is Friends of Amazon Creek and why are you involved with this tower?
Well, it's appropriate that we talk about this today because today's Earth Day. Did you know that?
Oh, yes, it is indeed. Very good point.
Yeah, this is a 45th anniversary of Earth Day, the birth of the environmental movement.
Right.
So Friends of Amazon Creek is a network of neighbors living in South Eugene who appreciate the natural environmental values of the Amazon Creek corridor, and we're opposing the intrusion of a cell tower into this protected natural area.
So we spoke with Crossfire's Aaron Taylor yesterday about why the tower has been proposed and why they believe it's necessary. So can you go into a little bit more depth about why you oppose that tower?
Well, first, let me be clear that we're not opposed to cell towers in general, and we all want good cell service. So the problem with this particular tower would be its location at the heart of the Amazon Creek corridor and next to people's homes. The creek is part of Eugene's park system, and the city has designated this as a protected nature area. Mm. And several million dollars have been committed to the restoration and stewardship of this area. And that includes the Amazon Creek headwaters that feed it. So people come from all over Eugene for the peace and tranquility and the natural values of the area. Have you been there? Have you been to the Amazon Creek area?
Yes, indeed I have. I love the path. I love the creek area. Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
Yeah, you mentioned the path. Runners and walkers love the groomed trails along the creek, and we believe that a cell tower would completely contradict the environmental values of the area. And also keep in mind, this is a zoned residential area, so a tower here would be an example of what our city councilor, Betty Taylor, calls the incremental degradation of residential neighborhoods in Eugene, and that's something that we just want to avoid.
William, I'm curious if your argument against the tower has changed at all. It seems like when this first came out, it was all about the health concerns. Are you concerned about the health concerns at all now?
Well, it's both. It's really both health and aesthetic concerns. I'm a researcher for the National Institutes of Health, and the more I learn about the health impacts of wireless radiation, the more I'm alarmed about saturating our neighborhoods with this around the clock, especially for children, schools, hospitals, the elderly, and people with health issues. We've not yet established safe levels, and the laws on the siting of cell towers were written by industry lobbyists, and they were very clever to prohibit health as being a consideration. So fortunately, there are still legal criteria for denial that include the aesthetic impact on an area, and that's why we're focusing on that. There's also concern about closeness to people's homes and the impact on property values. If you had a chance to buy a home and were in the market, would you buy a house a few feet from a cell tower? You know, I think that's a question a lot of people have to ponder.
I think that's a good point. What was your immediate reaction to the independent review, William, that found the tower unnecessary?
Well, it validates our view that a cell tower at this location is a bad idea for a lot of reasons. Of course, this is not a binding report, and it's just evidence the city will consider in making its recommendation of approval or denial. There's a lot of other evidence yet to come in, and of course, the hearing officer will make the final decision on
that. Sure.
So there have been several claims. In fact, Crossfire has made some of these claims that things have gotten a bit hostile between the parties, Crossfire, Friends of Amazon Creek, AT&T. In your opinion, how have the dealings been between the parties?
Well, actually, Aaron Taylor and I have had a cordial and constructive relationship. We've talked a few times, and he invited me and Dr. Dart to give a presentation to his church board about the health impacts of wireless radiation, and he gave us permission to do the balloon float last Saturday. So I'd say we have good rapport, and we don't agree about the science, but it's not hostile. We're both just going through the process. As for AT&T, we haven't dealt with them. We're just working on responding to their proposal.
So Crossfire proposed several different solutions to the tower, including offering the church for sale so they can move. Now, did your group consider any of those offers?
Well, of course, they suggested we buy the property, but we're just a group of neighbors, including retired people and families with kids, and we don't have the resources for that. But it would be ideal if someone could step forward with the funding to buy the property as an urban land trust. That's one thing that's been suggested to help preserve the character of the neighborhood. But we'll have to wait until after this gets resolved before anything like that could be explored.
So the public hearing is scheduled for May the 27th, but what is the next step now for Friends of Amazon Creek? Just wait for that hearing?
Well, no, we're preparing our testimony for the city to use in making their recommendation to the hearing officer who makes the final decision. The city has to recommend denial or approval, and we're hoping they'll see the light and recommend denial, but we have to do our homework and provide a lot of rationale and documentation for why we think that should happen.
We are speaking with William Collins. He is a spokesperson for Friends of Amazon Creek. William, how can someone find out more about Friends of Amazon Creek if they'd like to?
Well, they can go to the website, friendsofamazoncreek.org, and the whole story's right there, including how people can get involved if they want to. People from other parts of Eugene will be facing the same question sooner or later, so we're hoping to play an educational role. And we'll also have a table at the Earth Day celebration at Alton Baker Park this coming Saturday.
And that begins at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Very good.
He is William Collins, Friends of Amazon Creek. William, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. It is now 7:25. We'll take a short break and be back with Dale Berg, the man about town, here on KUGN.